Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Football's been the big-time theme. Obviously, the regular season winding down, 2 weeks to go, two lost seasons for both the Jets and the Giants. Glenn Cove, we go. John, the fan. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, Mark, long time no talk. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, John, it's been a while, man. How have you been? Good?
Good, man, good. Listen, I want to just piggyback off the last couple of callers. After eight games, I've seen enough, Mark. Aaron Glenn needs to go. I want to point back to what the Chargers did with Staley, what the Broncos did with Hackett.
Yeah.
The Bears did with Eberflus. Remember that disaster on Thanksgiving Day?
Costos had a great name, nickname for Eberflus, Matt Eberflus. This is a tremendous one. It always used to make me laugh whenever Nick cracked that one out when he was coaching the Chicago Bears. Yeah, that was a good one.
And Mayo with the Patriots. So you have five teams I just named who saw the product in front of them with their own two eyes and said, this guy's not a head coach. Aaron Glenn is not a head coach. I want him gone. I want the OC gone. And if that doesn't change, it doesn't matter who we draft. If you look at all the other coaches with the quarterbacks, you got Mahomes and Reed. You got Harbaugh and Herbert. I don't know if Harbaugh gets fired with Lamar. How are the Jets ever going to compete in the AFC? This team will never make the playoffs.
Well, never's long. I mean, it's been since 2010, so we're going through never right now. So the Jets have been, you know, a rudderless ship for quite some time. I'll tell you, John, you could be spinning a different tune. Jets go out there and find a young quarterback. All of a sudden, everything changes, and it does.
Well, I want to get to the draft because I watch college football a lot. If they could get Mendoza, he is going to be a franchise quarterback, in my opinion. And the biggest one is the receiver who I think the Giants will get from Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith.
He's only a sophomore, though.
Is he coming out, though?
No, you can't. He's a true sophomore.
Oh, that's right. He's a true sophomore.
Three years out of high school to be draft eligible. Remember Maurice Clarett?
So then you got Jordan Tyson. You got Mekhi Lemon. You got from USC. You got Williams from Alabama. I mean, this to me, this is like a franchise turning point for the Jets. Because if they make the right decision and they get a little lucky and get the franchise quarterback and get that big time number two receiver with Wilson, you might actually have a chance to compete in the next decade. Thanks for taking my call, Moshe.
Yeah, you got it, John. I mean, the two, if you want to say, like, and I haven't, you know, done really kind of any work other than doing some reading online when it comes to it, but if you want to talk about the pound for pound two best players in the draft, they're probably two Ohio State defensive players. I believe it's Arvell Reese, who people are projecting, who plays inside, projecting to play outside, who's, I think, 6'4", 6'5", about 240 pounds. And then the other one is Caleb Downs, who obviously transferred from Alabama to Ohio State this upcoming offseason and or during the transfer portal. Those are probably pound for pound. I mean, two of probably the top three or four players in the draft outside of what you look at a quarterback when you're looking at Mendoza, because quarterbacks obviously are grayed out a little bit differently. Manhattan we go. It's George. It's the fan. What's going on, George?
Hey, Moose, happy holidays. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure is mine. Oh, my, George. Question. What's on your mind?
Just quick question. Obviously, you know, I want to talk about the skill players as far as the draft, just to, you know, piggyback off the prior caller. You know, Boom had mentioned this morning, obviously he misspoke, but he called Fernando Mendoza the Antichrist at this point. Being a Jet fan, I think I'd take the Antichrist to be the quarterback of the Jets just to get us over the hump. But if the Jets decide to punt on the quarterback spot in this year's draft, I mean, I love this guy, the Reuben Bain Jr., the edge out of Miami. I know that Pirate caller mentioned also Jordan, I think Tyson, the wide receiver. What's your take on the skill players? Because the Jets are going to have the pick of the litter.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, George, I haven't done a lot of work on the draft when it comes to in looking at the skill positions and look at the receivers and everything at the like. I think Love's going to be a hell of a running back, but I don't think necessarily the Giants or the Jets are looking at the Notre Dame star as being an answer for them or looking to invest in that kind of position that high in the NFL draft. So, you know, I think it's an intriguing draft. I think early thought is that last year in terms of the high-level impact players, when you look at Hunter coming out of Colorado, Abdul Carter coming out of Penn State, there's not maybe that caliber of player in this year's NFL draft, potentially. But we're sitting here, it's late December. The NFL draft is early spring. We're going to go through the scouting combine out in Indianapolis in February, and then you're going to get all the individual workouts, and then you got to see exactly who's in and who's out following this college football season in the world of NIL, where guys obviously can make themselves a lot of money during the course of the transfer portal with what is being spent on college football teams, especially elite-level college football teams, and we see that college basketball as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Obviously, you know, Dante Moore, you got Ty Simpson, the other quarterbacks. You know, just wishing the best. I'm hoping these guys make the right selection and we can kind of
move
forward.
I mean, I think, you know, and listen, the Jets, if they have the appetite for it, you know, if the Giants end up with the number one overall pick, and I do think it's hogwash, the idea that the Giants would never trade with the Jets, I think you got to worry about what's going on your team and your block and try and get the most haul. I think the Giants, as I mentioned earlier, would love the idea of multiple teams falling in love with Mendoza coming out of Indiana, and then there being an absolute bidding war to get the Indiana star. I think they'd love to see that. Let's head out to Staten Island. It's Jose. It's the fan. What's going on, Jose?
How you doing, Moose?
Happy holidays, great, man. Happy holidays.
Moose, I'm a Jet fan, first of all. Let me make that clear.
Yeah.
But I'm over here. I'm salivating about the Giants' opportunities. Just say if the Jets fall to number 3 and 4, trade whatever they could. Even with that third pick, they can retrade it again into the high, up to the 10, and still get more draft capital than anything. You got an opportunity as a Giant fan to have so much first-round draft picks this year alone that it's funny. It's just funny how this draft could be if you're the number one pick and you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, Jose, now potentially that could transpire. Like, where's the line of demarcation? Where's the drop off? Where's the caliber of player? Is there a drop off after 5 or 6? But, you know, where does your grading system put the player? Because like last year, there was a drop off probably after 3, maybe 4 players, and then you know, kind of the caliber of player 5 through 15 were kind of the same grade, and then you know, so you have to make that determination. Every organization grades them out a little bit differently, but you've got to make that determination as an organization. But yes, the Giants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's good get. An embarrassment of riches, and nobody likes more. Nobody likes draft capital like the NFL fan loves draft capital, especially when your team is terrible.
What I'm saying, Moose, is like, let's say if you were to get the two Jets number one picks this year and one for next year, just so that you can have that pick, and let's say the Jets fall to number three and four, the way they keep losing, if right now they're number four, right? You can, and somebody might want a defensive lineman on that number four. And you may be, and they're like number six or seven.
And then you can move back again.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Your Giants can make up. They can steal the draft by themselves and still have a whole bunch of draft picks.
And
they can
at
have
some
two
point,
number ones this year and one next year.
Yeah, and Jose, you're not wrong. I mean, you could play that game. You know, it really depends on who you target, who you're looking at, how you grade out the players. But yes, I mean, that's well within the reason. And that's why, you know, you have a lot of Giant fans. I don't necessarily... You know, watch, you know, I watched a lot of the Giant games with my son Gregory at times. And, you know, he was bothered yesterday by Carter being offside, which negated the Holland play and everything like. And he's bothered by the fact that the Giants are not having. Now, he's a Foxhole guy, still loves his New York Giant football, but is not rooting for the team to lose, nor is he thinking about the NFL draft or thinking about that. And I get why there are a lot of Giant fans that do and are rooting for this team to lose. We're upset. You know, when they beat the Indianapolis Colts a couple years ago, you know, where, and I get why they're going to be rooting for the Las Vegas Raiders to be victorious this upcoming Sunday, because they want to see the Giants. If you're going to go through this, at least in the end, have the number one overall pick, right? If you're going to go through this kind of season. Rock in Long Island's up next in the family. What's going on, Rock?
Mark, Merry Christmas, you and your family.
You as well, Rock.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm a Giants fan. Okay. I am not worried about the draft. I expect them to go in to win every single game. Number two, okay, for all Giant fans that are thinking that if the Giants pick one, that they're going to trade Dart for Mendoza, okay, that is the most idiotic statement that I have ever heard. And I've heard some idiotic statements on the station. I listen to it all the time. It's my favorite station. It is not happening. It is not. Listen, the man had Denver beat. The man beat Philly. The man beat the great Chargers. We watched two teams on Saturday night, the Chicago Bears and the Packers. The man had both those teams beat.
Hey, Rock, I don't disagree. It's not a matter of trading. Yeah, I get the point you're making. It's not a trading Dart for Mendoza, but moving on from Dart and then drafting Mendoza. That's stupid.
It's not happening.
Right, it's dumb. I agree with you.
It's
now, can I ask you, Rock,
if they get the number one pick, go ahead.
No, I'll let you continue. I'm not going to cut you off, but... If I ask you on your list of idiotic statements that you've heard, that is at the top of your list. What would number two be?
Number two would have been probably when everybody wanted the Yankees to break the bank for Juan Soto again and just give away money when they needed so much more than Juan Soto.
I gotcha.
I thought that was ridiculous. I mean,
I got
the Yankees did everything they could to get Juan Soto. Okay, I was proud of how what he did, but at the end of the day, I'm more of a Giants fan than anything. Okay, and just to think that he is a kid that has never taken an NFL snap. Okay, all right, he won the Heisman. He beat the great Ohio State. Hey, listen. You got to understand some. Ron Day made some mistakes in that game. He's supposed to kick that field goal. Instead of going for it on fourth down, he would have tied it then. You know what I'm saying? So here's a guy that's never taken an NFL snap. We know what we have in Jackson Dart, and Giant fans want to trade Jackson Dart for Fernando Mendoza. Are they serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, people are, yeah.
After seeing what this kid has done this year, he had a bad game yesterday. Listen. We've gone again. Spagnuolo had a great game plan for Tom Brady. That's why we won two Super Bowls. Flores had a great game plan for the kid, and the kid didn't play as well as he should have. And let me ask you a question, Mark. Is Theo Johnson supposed to catch that pass?
Yes.
Is Darius Slayton supposed to catch that pass?
Yes.
Last week, is Darius Slayton supposed to catch that touchdown pass?
Yes.
So why are we pointing the finger at Dart?
No, so Rock, how bad? I don't know. I mean, you know, I agree with you. I think it's stupid. I mean, it's like we're in that Mike Judge movie. It was Mike Judge, yeah, Idiocracy, right? I mean, it's like, are we going to start watering our plants with Gatorade? I mean, like, it's just like you start, like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't. I understand it's been a long year, and you need something to talk about. But, like, talk about something else. I mean, that doesn't do anything for me. I mean, the idea of, well, we're going to move on from Dart because, what, you're concerned about the style and fashion which he plays? You're going to take away from everything else that he does, and he can go out there and acclimate and adapt and change? I mean, we all have to adapt or die at some point in time when you're looking at professionally in your careers and do something maybe a little bit different. I tell my students over at Iona when I teach a class every fall semester out there in New Rochelle, you know, at some point in time, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable in life and do things that maybe are outside of your comfort zone in order to kind of push the boundaries and be successful. All of that is true. So I think Dart's going to be an adjustment. I think it's been a little bit of a learning curve, and I'm not judging him based on his performance yesterday or the drop-off that we've seen since Daboll has been let go, because I don't necessarily think this coaching staff is going to play a role. The biggest idea now is you got to bring in a coach that's going to be, you know, have an understanding of what this team, helping this team win and helping the quarterback develop, because I think you have found that quarterback. Now, the Giants, if they end up with a number one overall pick, what they want are teams to fall in love with Mendoza out of Indiana. If they do, then you could probably name the price in terms of what you could get back in return. Let's head out to Nick in Toms River is up next to the fan. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Moose, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing well, Nick. How are you, man?
By the way, first-time caller, long-time listener. My family has always listened to all you guys on the fan. It's an honor to be on here.
Honor's mine. Thanks for making the call, Nick. What's on your mind?
So, listen, everybody's talking about how Jackson Dart is not the guy, and I've seen it on CBS Sports, and I've seen it all over social media, saying how Jackson Dart gets the blame for 10 starts in only one bad game. Like that 1K Rock set before. Like, are you supposed to blame Zio Johnson for that drop and pass? Are you supposed to blame Darius Slayton for that drop pass? Like, and they're pointing the finger at your quarterback, your rookie quarterback, by the way, you spent the 25th overall pick on, who's been doing phenomenal for 10 starts, and he has one bad game, yet you put the finger. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous how Giants fans came to all this decision-making. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I would not look at – I was more perturbed by the game plan, Nick, and thanks a lot for the call, and happy holidays, than I was about Dart's performance. I thought, based on the respect that a lot of people have for Flores, and I chatted with Alec Lewis yesterday, who does a great job of covering the Vikings for The Athletic, and he termed the job that Flores has done as defensive coordinator this year for the Minnesota Vikings as brilliant. Like, the Vikings aren't where they are outside looking in when it comes to the postseason in the NFC because of their defense. They're on the outside looking in because of the quarterback play. And probably a little bit of non-buyer's remorse watching Sam Darnold doing what he's doing up in Seattle with the Seahawks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.